A brilliant choir's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner gets us going at L.P. Franz Stadium, where Augusta has not been since April of 2019. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Thrilled, as always, to have you along for the ride, the first of six ball games away from home to start off the first road trip of the year. Augusta's going to get used to being road warriors. 18 of the next 24 ball games will happen away from SRP Park. Next week's six-game affair against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the lone respite at home before the Green Jackets continue to traverse their tour of the Carolina League. Augusta out of the Braves organization, Hickory out of the Rangers. Both of these teams enter at 2-1, and a lot of excitement, as there often is, on opening day. It's the home opener for the Hickory Crawdads in their first season in the Carolina League after a handful of seasons at the High A South Atlantic level. We'll take a look at the lineup for the Green Jackets, which has seen some changes with center fielder Luis Guanipa going on the injured list this morning with a hand issue. John Heels, the shortstop, he leads off, 5-for-5 in stolen bases in three games. He's tied for the Carolina League lead already. Eric Hartman certainly had a case to be the Carolina League Player of the Week, although he came up short to Eric Adamczewski out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization and the Carolina Mudcats. Hartman went 6-for-14 with a pair of homers, including the walk-off on Sunday night. Nick Montgomery's DHing today, the fifth-round pick from this last year's draft. Owen Carey moves to center with Guanipa's absence. He'll back cleanup. Isaiah Drake right behind him. A whole lot of speed and a couple consecutive lefties in this lineup. Colby Jones is at third. Matt Gashetti's behind the plate. Mason Guerra over at first. And Luis Sanchez, who had a phenomenal day in the ninth spot in his first start of the season on Sunday, rounds out the order for Winston Sawyer's Green Jackets. On the mound for the Hickory Crawdads is Camden Perry in his second start of his career against Augusta. It's also his second consecutive start against the Green Jackets, as when Perry was a Wood Duck, he finished his 2024 campaign at Granger Stadium by taking the loss against Augusta last season. Perry's last year was his first of his professional career. He was drafted in 2023 and did not appear. An ERA of 6.97 last year between the Complex League and the Carolina. He made just two appearances with the Down East Wood Ducks. 5 innings, 5 hits, and 5 runs. We're just about ready to go. Green Jackets are in their road gray uniforms. It's the home red alternates for the Hickory Crawdads. White pants below and red caps. Augusta gray on gray, green numbering on the back. A black script jackets across the front. 59 degrees and breezy. And just a couple minutes after the designated 6 o'clock start time, it seems like we're going to be ready to go. Checking things out with a couple umpires that we have ready to go. All gates are closed, and now Camden Perry can get himself going. Perry right on right against the speedy shortstop, John Heel, and the first pitch is fired in center cut to begin our evening at 6:04. Heel 2-for-13 this past weekend, but he got on base a handful of measures and was 5-for-5 stealing. Nearly got hit with a fastball right there. Back-to-back heaters at 91 for Perry. 1-ball, 1-strike on John Heel. He did work 1 walk and struck out 3 times over the weekend. Perry, a long, lanky frame, breaking ball, throttled into shallow center. Jeremy Cabrera charging in, and he puts away John Heel to begin the afternoon and begin the home season here at Franz Stadium. The defense for the Hickory Crawdads, left to right in the outfield, it's Maxton Martin, Jeremy Cabrera, and Marcos Torres. Left to right in the infield, you'll see Rafe Parrish at third. At shortstop, it'll be Chandler Pollard, Antonis Macias, and Pablo Guerrero on the right side with Ben Hartle catching. Eric Hartman, the left-handed hitting outfielder, will take ball one to begin his day. Squared around, looked like he wanted to bunt, but took a fastball outside at 92. Hartman, an incredible start to his pro career this weekend as he takes inside back-to-back heaters, one missing up and out, one low and in. Hartman 6-for-14, a handful of extra base hits. He drove in 4 and had 2 home runs, including the game winner on Sunday night. Ahead 2-0 on Camden Perry, and Hartman bounces it softly down the first baseline. It will roll harmlessly into foul territory before being picked up by catcher Ben Hartle. It's very much a youth movement here. Three 18-year-olds up and down the roster for the Green Jackets in John Heal, Owen Carey, and Eric Hartman. So not only on the roster are there three 18-year-olds, but three of the top four hitters in the starting lineup just 18 years of age. Two balls and a strike. Perry from the windup kicks and deals, and it's bounced towards the second baseman, Macias. Backs up two steps and puts away the hustling Hartman. Two up, two down to begin for Camden Perry. It's been a fastball heavy diet. 91 to 92 with good arm side movement for the righty. Perry 6'3", 200. And looks every bit of that length. A high leg kick, and now he will work against the right-handed DH, Nick Montgomery. The only draft pick to be a position player out of the first 10 for the Braves this past season. He's laid on a fastball, nothing in one. Montgomery, like Heal before him, 2-for-13 this weekend. A couple very hard hit balls, one of which ended up a double on Sunday. Perry, a high leg kick and a breaking ball, called a strike on the inside corner. Front door slider right at the letters. John Reed is your home plate umpire. Elena Giorgio in the field. 0-2 on Montgomery, target at the knees. Here comes Perry, fouled straight back. Montgomery going out after 93. Right on the outside edge and about letter high. Montgomery bends at the knees a little bit further. Another 0-2 from Perry. In on the hands and fouled straight back once more. We've seen but one breaking ball so far for Camden Perry. He does have a changeup as well that he flashes primarily to left-handers. Heater's been 91 to 93. Fifth pitch of the at-bat. Breaking ball misses inside. It's a good sharp slider for the right-hander Camden Perry. Not much depth to it, but a whole lot of horizontal sweep. One and two, and looking to work quickly. Over the blue glove, Perry comes home. Fastball center cut and driven deep out to left field. Martin going back at the track. He runs it down. Well struck by Nick Montgomery, but did not quite have enough leg to climb over the Lowe's food sign and out of the yard entirely. A 1-2-3 inning for the Green Jackets, and for the first time at home, the Hickory Crawdads will hit on the opposite side of the commercial break here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Bottom of the first, Hickory lineup starts off with Jeremy Cabrera in center field. He's the top-ranked position player prospect on this roster. And behind him, Maxton Martin in left, Ben Hartle at catcher, Rafe Parrish at third, Pablo Guerrero of the Guerrero baseball family at first, Antonis Macias at second, Hector Osorio, the DH, Chandler Pollard at short, Marcos Torres, the right fielder, against 6'8 right-hander Luke Senard, making his professional debut. He'll begin with the lefty Jeremy Cabrera, and Cabrera is late on a fastball That buries its way in at 94. 6'8", 250 for Sennard out of Indiana University. Working quickly, 0-1. It's fouled back. Cabrera, nothing in two. 94 and 95 respectively. And it has been a long path back here for Luke Sennard. Last threw a pitch in a game that mattered May of 2023. 0-2 to Cabrera, fouled away. There's been two elbow procedures and 23 months of time in between Sennard's last game and this one. Still had enough firepower in his arm in that 2023 season to go in the third round of the 24 draft to the Green Jackets affiliate of the Braves. Another 0-2 to Cabrera, 12-6 breaking ball just off the outside corner. A close look, and it's the first miss of the day, but about a ball off the outside corner. Sennard looks to work very rapidly, 0-2 on Cabrera. Popped up down the left field side and quickly out of play. Sennard had Tommy John surgery after a regional outing in the postseason following the Hoosiers' 2023 season. Missed all of 2024, did throw for some scouts, couple pro days to get himself back acclimated. Another 1-2. Breaking ball misses upstairs, a high release and a high offering. This past offseason, after being drafted, he did not throw at all for the Braves in any level. 2-2 to Cabrera. Popped up and fouled away once again. Yeremy Cabrera, a tough man to strike out, and he's showing that early on. That was 96 out of the hand of Sennard. Sennard opted to have ulnar nerve relocation surgery this past fall. And now is full go once again. 2-2 in the dirt. Missed a little bit too low. Could not entice a chase. Looked like the changeup. First time we've seen that from Sennard. Cabrera's worked the count full. The payoff fouled straight back. Luke Sennard is likely to be on a bit of a tight pitch count. And Yeremy Cabrera is forcing him to up that number in his very first at-bat of the day. This will be the 10th pitch from Sennard to Cabrera, and it misses low and inside. A fabulous at-bat from the young center fielder, and Yeremy Cabrera is on with a free pass. So that's how the pro career of Luke Sennard begins. Lots of high-level fastballs. He's got a phenomenally high spin rate as well. Not all that surprising. He releases straight over the top from a 6'8 frame, so his fastball at the top of the zone plays at his best. Lefty Maxton Martin will be the batter. Fastball low and away. It skitters away from Matt Cassetti. The catcher did not squeeze that cleanly, and Cabrera takes second without a play. A downhill approach and a lot of low misses so far. It's a pass ball on Cassetti. That's Mac's first pass ball of the season in his second start. One batter and one pitch in. The Crawdads have a man at second. 1-0 to Martin. Below the knees, ball two. Sennard getting through this and every consecutive outing healthily is the primary goal. The results, secondary. But he's looking to find his command early on against Martin, who was 3-for-13 this past weekend. Right on left, a big jump for Cabrera, but he shut it down. A slide step from the righty Sennard, and Martin waved through the fastball at 96. Nobody has gotten a very clean swing off on Sennard. All the foul balls from Yeremy Cabrera were uncomfortable emergency hacks. 2-1, fouled off the mitt of the catcher, Gassetti. That evens the count. Four straight heaters from Sennard to Maxton Martin. Carlos Maldonado and the Crawdads have not made the debut easy for Sennard. He will see just three true right-handed hitters in this lineup. Two switch hitters and four lefties against the right-hander. 2-2, a long look back at second. The pitch is popped foul once again. Martin did strike out five times in three games against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. En route to the Crawdads going 2-1 in that three-game series. Sennard, a lot of fastballs early on. Short lead for Cabrera out at second, held tight by heel. 2-2 curveball just off the corner. It's a big looping 12-6, a departure from the tight slider we see a majority of Braves pitching prospects throw. And Sennard has yet to land it for a strike. Second consecutive batter with a full count. Payoff to Martin. Popped foul once again down the third baseline. A continuous practice here. Sinard has thrown 16 pitches, and this is just his second batter faced. Yeremy Cabrera out at second after the walk in the passed ball. Batter Maxton Martin, another 3-2, and he's late on the fastball for strike three. Martin goes down on high heat. That's where Sinard wanted to live, and there's his first professional strikeout. For the 22-year-old out of Nashville, a nice moment for him. Tosses the baseball into the dugout. One on, one out for catcher Ben Hartle. 3-for-12 with three hit-by-pitches this past weekend. Inside move from Sinard, chucks it back to second as Cabrera was dancing off, but not in time. Gives a chance for us to look at the infield defense. Colby Jones at third, John Heal at short, Luis Sanchez at second, Mason Guerra at first. It's Hartman, Carey, and Drake across the outfield left to right. And the aforementioned Matt Gassetti catching. First pitch to Hartle is outside 1-0. Cabrera was 2-for-2 swiping bases over the weekend. The Crawdads did not run a ton. They were 5-for-6 stealing. John Heal equaled the team total into his own three games himself. Fastball outside corner, 1-1. Sinard's velocity is not an issue early on. First outing back after two different elbow surgeries, he's 95-96. Been up to 97 already. Count even, leg kick in home, a little bit too far upstairs. Hartle staying patient. 14th round pick for the Rangers a couple years ago. Big lead for Cabrera. And Hartle's under the fastball, 2 balls and 2 strikes. When Luke Sinard's been at the top of the zone, neither Cabrera nor Martin nor Hartle have been able to make contact. It's when the fastball gets down low or inside that the batters have battled. Cabrera dancing, 2-2. Too far upstairs. Well taken by Ben Hartle. 3 consecutive at-bats with a full count for Sinard. Green Jackets had a beleaguered bullpen this weekend. They'd like to get a decently lengthy outing from the young righty. Pick out to second base is not in time. Trying to get in on Cabrera, and that's the second disengagement for Luke Sinard. So now Cabrera has all the incentive to try to take third. Matt Gassetti cut 24% of runners down last year after the draft. 3-2 delivery, ball 4. Fastball too far outside. 3 batters, nothing put in play. Walk, strikeout, walk against Sinard. That brings up Rafe Parrish. One of a handful of players who did not see the Green Jackets last year as a Wood Duck. But prior to his at-bat, time will be called. And this week's pitching coach, Bo Henning, is headed out to the mound. We say this week's because normally Elvin Nina is the pitching coach on this roster. It's his second season and third overall as the pitching coach for the Green Jackets. But Elvin Nina, not with the team this week. And so Braves minor league pitching coordinator, Bo Henning, takes the role. Henning's previous experience includes time with both the Rome Braves and Mississippi Braves as a pitching coach from 21 to 23. He's also coached with Sacramento City College and Nova Southeastern University, where he won a D2 national championship. So a well-respected mind. And now he faces Rafe Parrish, 7th rounder out of Lehigh. The left-handed hitter takes ball 1 inside. Most misses for Sinard have been glove side. Whatever can be drawn from that information. Cabrera at second, Hartle at first, the 1-0. And well late on the heater is Rafe Parrish. Parrish at third base today. Was 5-for-14 with 2 home runs against the Cannonballers. Maxton Martin and Rafe Parrish were the key catalysts in the offense over the weekend. 1-1. High and outside. And with these lengthy ABs, Sinard is now already at 27 pitches, 14 strikes and 13 balls in this frame. meaning the Jackets have action in the bullpen already. 2-1. Both runners start and then stop, and it's fouled off the back of Gassetti. Green Jackets on the first base side of the field and first base dugout of LP Franz Stadium. The home team Crawdads in red and white on the third base line. So it's the same setup as SRP Park, just naturally flipped with the Jackets on the road. Infield in a pull side shift on the left-handed hitter. 2-2 for Sinard. Swatted down the left field line. Parrish was late, and it hooks back into foul territory. Off the visiting clubhouse down the left field way. There's been a couple different arms throwing for the Jackets. It's currently a right-hander tossing. Looks like Albert Rivas. Another 2-2. Breaking ball popped out of the hand of Sinard. And that's 30 pitches. And for those of you who were with us last year, you know well that the Braves generally do not let a pitcher go more than 30 pitches in a single inning. So this could be the last batter for Sinard. Another 3-2. Fouled away once again. A tip of the cap to the Crawdads offense under hitting coach Brian Pozos, as every single batter has run a full count. Every single batter has seen seven or more pitches. This will be the seventh offering to Parrish. Sinard, a deep breath and a pitch. Strike three, swinging. Parrish late on the heat, and he has alternated walks and K's through his first four batters, but Winston Sawyer is headed out to the mound. Sinard can't believe it, but 32 pitches is going to be all Sinard offers. Luke Sinard is shocked, but Braves player development regulations, 30 pitches in an inning, and that's a hook. So the Green Jackets get two outs from their starter, and that's a whole lot of innings the bullpen's going to have to carry.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
As far as professional debuts go, that is certainly on the odder side for Luke Sinard. He's done after four batters. Walk, strikeout, walk, and strikeout. He certainly had more in the tank. He was adamant that he did not want to come out of the ballgame. But after 23 months, he makes his debut, strikes out two, and walks two. And now we see Albert Rivas for the second time this year. Took the loss out of the pen on Saturday evening. He faces Pablo Guerrero, the first baseman, who's 5-for-13 with a homer. First pitch from Rivas, tight breaking ball that Guerrero waves through. Rivas, fastball, slider, and changeup. Guerrero, who we saw last year with the Wood Ducks, very susceptible to a good breaking ball. 0-1, Rivas' slide step, and the slider is too far away. Albert against Columbia, 2 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, as part of that 3-1 loss for Augusta, after Logan Samuels went 5 near-perfect innings, just 1 hit allowed and no runs. 1-1 to Guerrero, in the dirt ball 2, backhanded well by Matt Gassetti. on the third straight slider from Rivas. This is not the lineup that Rivas would prefer to see. He's much better against righties than lefties, but as we mentioned, there's only three righties in the lineup. 2-1 on Pablo, who's one of those three. Fastball bounced to the right side and through the hole into right field. Runner gets a wave around third. Drake's throw to the plate. The tag is dropped by Gassetti. Guerrero out to second base. That throw bounces in late. It's an RBI single for Pablo Guerrero. Isaiah Drake two-hopping the throw in. It was going to be a close play regardless, but a late slide from Jeremy Cabrera knocked the ball out of the hands of Matt Gassetti. Gassetti gets an E2 that allows Guerrero to advance. And both runs, or at least the first run of the day, will be charged to Luke Sinar. Ground ball split Sanchez and Guerra evenly on the right field side. Two men in scoring position for Antonis Macias, the left-handed second baseman. Infield is still back, and it's cued foul wide of third. Macias 1-for-9. He is a switch hitter rather than a left-hander, so I stand corrected. Hartle at third, Guerrero at second. Big, big lead for Hartle with nobody near him. Colby Jones swung way towards shortstop. Backdoor slider and a beauty from Rivas, 0-2. Albert looking to strand these two men with two outs now. Good two-out knock from Pablo Guerrero gets the Crawdads on the board. Two-strike pitch. Spun out into shallow left. Isaiah Drake got a late break, but the speedy right fielder gets there. So Albert Rivas comes on, allows one of two inherited runners to score, and the Crawdads strike first. It's 1-0 after inning number one. Here from Hickory on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
1-0 Crawdads over the Green Jackets after the first. Augusta went down in order against starter Camden Perry, albeit with a couple very hard hit balls, including Nick Montgomery taking left fielder Maxton Martin all the way to the warning track for the third out of the inning. Cleanup hitter Owen Carey will lead off. Righty pitcher against left-handed hitting center fielder. First pitch to Carey from Perry is a called strike on a sharp breaking ball. Little boomerang slider. Hooked right back into the center of the zone at 78 miles an hour. Carey 4-for-13 this past weekend in his professional debut. 0-1 from Perry down the left field line, and it hooks just foul. Left fielder Maxton Martin is playing quite a ways away from the line here at Franz Stadium. So anything that hooks into that corner, a guaranteed two bases. But now both Martin and center fielder Jeremy Cabrera move the opposite way. 0-2 on Carey. Here comes Perry. Check swing and a foul ball up and over the high netting here at LP Franz Stadium. Perry has been 91-93. He has only shown fastball and slider so far. And those are his primary two pitches. Still 0-2 on 18-year-old Owen Carey. Down the left field line again, and once again a foul ball. It's a running, sinking fastball for Camden Perry. And as a result, these left-handed hitters, such as Owen Carey, have been trying to go the opposite way with it. Carey using the momentum of Perry's pitch, but he hasn't been able to keep it inside the confines. Still 0-2, and Perry comes home once more. Slider, diving stop at first base by Guerrero. He'll flip high towards the bag, and Perry finds the base in time. A brilliant defensive play for Pablo Guerrero. And the Crawdads showing off the leather on a couple hard hit balls. That was 101 off the bat of Owen Carey. But Pablo Guerrero, at just 18 years of age, a truly intriguing player in this system. Now Isaiah Drake bats 4-for-7 with a whole lot of trips on base this weekend in two games. Fastball outside. Drake was with Augusta for nearly all of 2024, including being the opening day center fielder. He's ahead 1-0 on Perry, who rocks and delivers, and Drake tips it off the mitt of the catcher Hartle. Isaiah battled hamstring and back issues to get just over 80 games played on the season. It was very much a steep learning curve for the 18-year-old out of North Atlanta High School. But he showed flashes of a lot of loud tools. Chief among them was his double-plus speed. 1-1 to Drake. Spun out of play up and above the Hickory dugout. Drake this weekend, 4 hits, 2 hit-by-pitches, and a walk. He was on 7 times in 10 tries and stole 2 bases. He's behind 1-2 on Camden Perry. The pitch popped up. On the infield, shortstop Chandler Pollard calling everybody off. Pollard and Drake know each other well from the Georgia prep ranks, and one retires the other. 5 up, 5 down for Camden Perry in his second look against the Green Jackets. It's been a much improved start here. Got the loss against Augusta last September, 2 2/3, 2 hits, 2 runs. This is Colby Jones, the first righty of the inning. Takes a called strike on the outer edge. Fastball at 93. That's as hard as Perry's gone. Colby 4-for-8, including a 3-hit game on the season opener Friday. That was the first of his career. Nubs it in front of home plate. A swinging bunt. Hartle bare hands. It sidearms to first. And it's back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Camden Perry. The 19-year-old righty looks good in his 2025 debut. Green Jackets are in the bullpen for the rest of the future. And they will look to shut down the Crawdads when we come back.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
A cool April evening in Hickory. Much more of a springtime feel than we got over the weekend back home, where every day was 85 plus. It's 57 degrees and a little bit breezy, but sunny and gorgeous at LP Franz Stadium in this venerable ballpark entering its fourth decade. Hector Osorio, the designated hitter, will bat against reliever Albert Rivas to start off the bottom of the second. And Rivas fires in a fastball wide, 1-0. If you were late joining us, starter Luke Sinard went just four batters before being lifted by manager Winston Sawyer. The 1-0 from Rivas is poked straight back, 1-1. Every single batter that Sinard faced ran a full count and saw at least seven pitches, led by leadoff man Jeremy Cabrera, who worked a 10-pitch walk. Osorio awaits the 1-1 and takes a changeup at the knees, called low by home plate umpire John Reed. About a half ball below the zone, if that, on the track man. Osorio ahead 2-1. Gassetti's target at the knees, and it's bounced softly towards third base. Jones circles and fires. Nice stretch by Guerra at first for the first out of the inning. Going back to Sinard, he walked two and struck out two. But the Braves, 30 pitches in an inning, and that's where you get cut off. It was like that for just about every arm, no matter who you were last year. And so Sinard's first outing after TJ and after the draft ends two-thirds of an inning, one run allowed as Rivas came on and Pablo Guerrero poked a single. Chandler Pollard takes ball one on a slider after thinking about bunting. Pollard's at shortstop today. Georgia kid who went to the Rangers organization in the draft. Whole lot of speed from the right side. Pops a slider, foul, 1-1. That is far from the last we'll see of Luke Sinard, and simply the fact that he was aggressively upset, not demonstratively so, but you could see in the body language that he did not want to leave at Winston Sawyer's assistance, shows what kind of player we're going to see. 1-1, Pollard wants to bunt again, but once again the slider misses. Chandler Pollard 3-for-9 against Kannapolis in three games played. He was also hit by three pitches. Crowds the plate right on right. Rivas the 2-1, and Pollard's late on a fastball. Pulled off the heater beyond the outside corner. Crawdads 1, Green Jacket 0 in the bottom of the second. Pablo Guerrero's two-out single is the difference so far. Rivas a slide step and a slider cued foul. Off the facing of Augusta's dugout on the first baseline. Intended for a 6 o'clock start, we got going at 6:04. Shadows now beginning to creep from both sides towards their respective baselines. 2-2. Called strike 3. Nice frame from Matt Gassetti, and Pollard goes down looking. It's the first strikeout for Albert Rivas, not just today, but in the season. Rivas did not record a K in 2 2/3 against the Fireflies Saturday evening, and he's put down three straight batters after allowing a single to the first man he faced in Guerrero. Nine-hitter Marcos Torres bats from the left side, looks to push a bunt down the third base line. Against the shift, there is no play. Colby Jones was way over towards shortstop. John Heel was up the middle. And even with two outs, third base coach and manager Carlos Maldonado put that on, and Torres executes to perfection. It's Torres' second hit and first single of the year. He had a triple on Saturday. Back to the top of the order for Jeremy Cabrera, who walked and scored. Torres' short lead, and the pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 for Rivas. That's about where he sits, 89 to 92. Rivas, 22 years of age, beg your pardon, out of Valera in Venezuela. Slide step and fouled away on the slider. Albert Rivas is working very quickly. He's mixing up his timing, but he does have to be careful. Field umpire Elena Giorgio is watching him closely, making sure he comes to a complete stop. Ahead 0-2 on Cabrera. Called strike 3. Absolutely froze Cabrera with a changeup. Two strikeouts in a scoreless second for Albert Rivas. Efficient and a 0. And we head to the third with Crawdads in front, 1-0.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
The start to 2025 has gone exactly according to Camden Perry's plan. The Las Vegas native has faced six and retired six, all of which have put the ball in play. He'll see Gassetti, Guerra, and Sanchez, 7-8-9, all batting from the right side to begin the third. 1-0 Hickory. First pitch to Matt Gassetti is a called strike. Perry drafted in the 17th round back in 2023 out of the vaunted Bishop Gorman program in Vegas that has birthed, among others, Bryce Harper. 0-1. Breaking ball flown out to deep left field. Martin started out, now charging in as the wind gets a hold of it, and Gassetti is retired. Mac just got underneath the breaking ball. Perhaps a swing he'll want back. It was 79, a slider that stayed middle-middle the entirety of the duration of the pitch. Jackets still looking for their first base runner with one out in the third. Mason Guerra will look to be the man to do it. Perry's first pitch slider, high and tight, misses for ball one. Guerra's second start of the year, went 0-for-3 with 3 Ks in the loss on Saturday. Back at first base today, the 1-0 from Perry is a bit too far below the knees. Mason out of Oregon State. Got his feet wet with the Green Jackets at the end of last year. Now providing good depth on the corner infield spots. Ahead 2-0. In on the hands. He got hit and hit hard. Check swing is the question. Time is called. Field umpire Elena Giorgio is trying to say that that's a foul ball. Mason Guerra's holding his forearm in pain. Elena Giorgio is 95 feet away from seeing that. John Reed, who's 2 feet away, did not say foul ball. And now Winston Sawyer wants to argue. It's the first year in the Carolina League for both of these umpires. Second overall. Both were in the complex last year. Giorgio makes a key call as Guerra should be the first base runner. Guerra was in pain, and he's still flexing that hand. But Elena Giorgio said it was a foul ball, and so the count will go to 2-1. Unlucky for Guerra. Back to work, Perry. And Mason bounces it back into the netting. That's a tough call to make because you're going as much on sound as you are on sight. But in both, you would assume the home plate umpire had a better vantage point. Perry's evened it up 2-2. The delivery to Guerra. Slider outside. A brilliant breaking ball right at the knees. And John Reed does not reward the starting pitcher. Guerra the beneficiary. Runs the count full on the 8-hitter. Luis Sanchez on deck. The 3-2. Jam shot. Fouled straight back. And it sounds like the bat might have snapped a little bit. The sinking fastball is really running today for Camden Perry. Anywhere from 15 to 18 inches of horizontal break. And the plate itself is not much wider than 18 inches. So Camden Perry is bullying that sinker in right on right. The sinker is what got Guerra in the forearm that got called a foul ball, and that pitch that started inner third, ran towards the body, ended up breaking Mason Guerra's bat. He gets the new lumber, two-tone cream and black, and digs in from the right side. Seventh pitch from Camden Perry. Bobs and weaves and comes to the plate. Fouled away once again. Guerra, if nothing else, is forcing Camden Perry to work a little bit here. That's more than many others can say. As Perry is at 33 pitches through two and a third. That's about as many as Luke Sinard threw in four batters in two-thirds of an inning. Another delivery coming to Mason Guerra. Perry stutters home. Slider, strike three. Guerra underneath the breaking ball. It's the first strikeout of the season for Camden Perry. Low strikeout numbers last year, 26 in 31 innings for Perry. He gets one in his first eight batters, but it's a well-fought K of Guerra. And now Luis Sanchez trying to prevent a perfect first turn through the order from Camden Perry. Right on right once again. It's too far upstairs. Sanchez got his first start of the season Sunday. Got on base four times in five tries, two for three with two walks, and three runs driven in. Sanchez pokes this one foul down the right field line. Perry is certainly movement over velocity, but because everything he throws has so much movement, very difficult to square up. Gotten away with a couple breaking balls that have hung so far. 1-1 is above the lettering on the all-gray uniform of Sanchez. The hardest hit balls today have been Nick Montgomery's line out to the left field warning track and Owen Carey's diving ground ball out to first base and Pablo Guerrero. 2-1 is once again high on Sanchez, who can be a tough at bat if you have a tendency to miss upstairs, as he stands at just 5'7". Sanchez stays ahead, three balls and a strike. Perry looking to avoid his first walk, but he will not. It's another high sinker, and Sanchez is on. Eight straight set down to start the game for Perry, and now Sanchez works his fourth walk in less than three games played. Came in as a defensive replacement on Friday for the now injured Elio Campos. Green Jackets have seen two position players go down due to injury in the first three games. Back to the top of the order for John Heal, who lined out to shallow center his first time up. First time out of the stretch for Perry. Heal first pitch swinging, and it's skied down the right field line foul. Here at LP Franz Stadium, it's 332 to both the left and right field corners and exactly 400 to straightaway center. Not an overly high fence either, and standard all the way around. Very old school ballpark. Perry picks over for the first time. Sanchez is in safely. Luis doesn't look to run a ton. He's quicker than he is fast. Perry slightly closed from the first base side of the rubber, a slide step, and Heal goes chasing a slider, nothing in two. Tight breaking ball, tough to pick up. Heal looking to keep the inning going. Try to bring the tying run around from first with two outs in the third. Perry looking for three straight zeros. Long hold from Camden Perry, the 0-2. Slider bounced to the third base coaching box. Nice snag by Winston Sawyer down there. And he'll flip it to a young fan. Very much a family-oriented atmosphere here in Hickory. Has the feel of a local ballpark. And everything from the promotions to the atmosphere itself feel oriented solely to the Hickory community. Still 0-2 on Heal. Perry to the plate. Sinker misses high. Camden's velocity has gone down just a tad. More 89s and 90s over the last couple batters than the 91s, 2s, and 3s we saw to begin. He's now at 43 pitches through 2 and 2 thirds, and there is a bit of movement in Hickory's bullpen. Sanchez a bit bigger of a lead, 1-2. Bounce between the legs of the catcher Hartle. Looks like it might have caught a piece of John Reed, the umpire. Heal stays alive by the skin of his teeth. Great speed at the plate in John Heal. Just needs to put something in play, and the pressure is always on the defense. Another 1-2 coming from Camden Perry. Strike three, got him to chase a breaking ball. Two Ks in the inning for Camden Perry, and despite allowing his first base runner, Perry's put up three hitless innings, and the Green Jackets trail 1-0 in their first road game of the year.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We enter into the bottom of the third here at L.P. Franz Stadium. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock. How with your score, Hickory 1, Augusta 0. No runs, no hits, an error for the Green Jackets. One run, two hits, and zero errors for the Crawdads. Albert Rivas is scheduled to be back to work, but currently trainer Dan Gartner is out there with Rivas. Gartner, a couple extra words of conversation. Now he's jogging back to the dugout. So whatever he saw from Rivas, it's not worth even bothering for an extra warm-up pitch, but still something we'll keep an eye on. Maxton Martin hitting for the second time to begin the third. He'll take a fastball outside. Martin, a left-handed hitter, struck out swinging against Luke Sinard back in the first. So this is his first opportunity to get a look at Rivas. 1-0, spun towards the third base side, and it hooks between the gloves of Jones and Heel. Not much space there into the shift, but it got just past the outstretched reach of Colby Jones, and Maxton Martin's got his first hit. A good swing for Martin, and he's aboard to start off. That will bring Ben Hartle to the dish, he who walked back in the first and was stranded at third base. Shadows beginning to engulf the infield grass, covering up the third base bag as well. Rivas, a slider, 0-1. Hartle, the former Kansas Jayhawk, primarily a catcher, was a 14th round pick. Short lead, Martin thought about it, decided against the steal, and the slider misses outside. Hartle was drafted out of Kansas after a couple seasons at the junior college level. Had a very strong year at the plate, his final season with the Jayhawks. Fastball comes in towards the body, and that got the arm guard of Ben Hartle. Hartle gets hit on the arm, just as Mason Guerra did in the top half of the inning. But while Guerra had it called a foul ball, that a bit more obviously got nothing but body, and back-to-back base runners are on to begin the third. It's Hartle's fourth hit by pitch in four games played. And it is worth pointing out that he stands very, very close to the plate. Rafe Parrish comes to bat. Final man to see Rivas. The lefty takes outside, ball one. Men at first and second, nobody down here in the bottom of the third. As the Crawdads in their red and white uniforms look to extend a one-run lead. Short lead out at second, the 1-0 on the outside corner. Parrish just watching so far. Parrish has swung the bat very well so far. stands open from the left side of the plate and deep in the box. 1-1 from Rivas, slider outside. Albert has shown the slider significantly more than the changeup so far, but he did get a strikeout with the changeup to end the second. Using the slider more against righties and lefties alike. 2-1 rolls through the stop sign, and Parrish cues the fastball back out of play. It's the first season in the Carolina League for the Hickory Crawdads out of the Texas Rangers organization. They take over for the Down East Wood Ducks. But there is a history between these two clubs. 2-2 to Parrish. Changeup, bounce softly up the middle, right to second base. Heel steps on second for one, over to first, a 6-3 double play. Just what the doctor ordered for Albert Rivas. Third double play turned by the Green Jacket defense this season. Martin does move over to third, but a well-played twin killing. Two outs for the price of one, and now two down against Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero's brought home the only run of the game so far. Barreled a fastball past Guerra at first for a single. Slider, broken bat, out towards third. Colby Jones cedes to John Heel. High throw. Guerra stretches in time to get him. A broken bat bounced over Colby Jones's glove, but John Heel continues to show off his defensive accolades. A big inning for the 18-year-old shortstop, and Albert Rivas posts yet another zero.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. A fourth inning of work on the horizon for Camden Perry. His career high was 4 1/3 last July in the Arizona Complex League, so we'll keep an eye on exactly how stretched out he is this early in the season. Previous inning was the longest of his three, 45 pitches in total for Perry, a walk, two Ks, and no hits. Augusta has 2-3-4 up to begin the fourth, and Eric Hartman, who bounced out to second last time, begins by taking a called strike. Perry's been working rather quickly early in counts. The longer the at-bat goes, the slower he operates. Infield to the pole side, the 0-1 to Hartman, too far to the interior. Yank to the glove side at 90. We continue to eye up that velocity. Hartman holds the hands low and away from the body, the 1-1. Bounced up the middle once again. Chandler Pollard, a backhand, has to hurry. Hartman running very hard, and by a half step, he's put away. Two ground ball outs for Eric Hartman that he has turned less routine than they should be just by virtue of how hard he's running. But he remains hitless, and so does the rest of the roster through 3 1/3. And it's another hard hit ball. The batter is Nick Montgomery, who lined out to the warning track last time. Montgomery chases a slider, nothing in one. As is to be expected for a long-framed catcher right out of the high school ranks, Montgomery's still working on his approach at the plate. He takes a breaking ball in 1-1. Adjusting to professional off-speed pitches is likely going to be the thing that takes the longest. Ball and a strike on Montgomery. healthy cut, but he's underneath the fastball. Nick out of Cypress, California, was committed to Arizona State before being drafted by the Braves. He's behind 1-2 on Perry. Perry rocks back, comes home, and misses low with a sinker. Just barely below the knees of Montgomery. Both bullpens have men stretching. Neither team has somebody throwing. Perry evened up with Montgomery 2-2. Target at the knees. Slider fouled off the mask of Hartle. A tight enough breaking ball that although it ended up on the outer third, Montgomery did step slightly away from the plate as he swung, so it was more of a one-arm swing than anything else. But he will see a sixth pitch in this at-bat. Perry peering over the all-blue glove. Lifts up and comes home. Runs in. Montgomery shaking his hand. He thought he got a piece. He thought he got hit. The umpire saying no. John Reed is saying for the second time in as many innings that a hit-by-pitch does not come to pass. Winston Sawyer is yelling down from the third base coaching box, and John Reed, who allowed Elena Giorgio to make that call without checking with her in the third, is now refusing to check at all. Montgomery immediately dropped the bat and started shaking his hand in pain. This is game one of a six-game series, and Winston Sawyer already not thrilled with second-year umpire John Reed. Reuben Goetzei, the first-year hitting coach, is barking from the top step of the dugout. It's another call that doesn't go Augusta's way. The 3-2, and it's fouled back. So both Montgomery and Mason Guerra have been, at least in the eyes of the Green Jackets, denied hit-by-pitches. Seventh pitch of the AB, strike three swinging. So both batters that did not get their hit-by-pitch have gone on to strike out. And those strikeouts rest as much in the clutches of Perry as they do on the shoulders of John Reed. Owen Carey bats, looking to be the first hit of the day for Augusta. First pitch swinging, rolls it wide of first. Crowd is filled in rather nicely in this one of the smaller ballparks in the Carolina League. Just over 3,500 true seats and a capacity in total of 4,000. Nothing in one on Carey. Hitting cleanup for the first time. Carey rifles a fastball over the Crawdads dugout, nothing in two. It's a Crawdads team that was second to last in attendance last year in the South Atlantic League. They've now moved to a smaller league, 0-2, off the inside corner. And it remains to be seen what, if any, changes will come to Hickory and their attendance now that they've dropped down to Carolina. 1-2, Perry looking for four hitless, and he will get it. A strike three as Carey goes down. Back-to-back punch-outs for Camden Perry. He's K'd four in four hitless frames. The Green Jackets have been flummoxed offensively. Winston Sawyer, more words for John Reed as he jogs off, and it's Rivas back to work in the bottom of the fourth.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Albert Rivas worked two and two-thirds on Saturday, and now he's out after 2 1/3 already for the bottom of the fourth. Facing Antonis Macias, the left-handed hitting second baseman. Infield in ready for a bunt, and Macias takes a called strike one. Antonis lined out to right field his first time up, ending inning number one. He was the first out recorded by Albert Rivas in relief of Luke Sinard. Breaking ball outside, 1-1. The Green Jackets used 5 different relievers on Sunday and even ended up changing their pitching plans for today. Slider hammered out to right center field. It's a long run for Carey, and it's over his head and towards the wall. Macias motoring towards second. He will stop there. It's a leadoff double for Antonis Macias. Second hit of the season for Macias, and both of them have been extra base knocks. Breaking ball stayed up just enough for Macias, and the switch hitter dropped a barrel on it cleanly. A prime opportunity for the Crawdads to add to their 1-0 lead. Here's Hector Osorio. Osorio takes a fastball just off the outside corner. When referring to the fact that the Green Jackets had to change their pitching plan for today, originally Sinard was the starter. He's been penciled in for a while. 1-0 to Osorio, too far outside once again. But originally he was supposed to have a designated piggyback arm, and that was going to be Samuel Mejia. Mejia, who was taken in the Rule 5 draft by the Braves out of the Rays organization, had to throw due to necessity on Sunday. 3 straight fastballs outside for Rivas, and he's behind 3-0. After the Green Jackets got just 2 2/3 from starter Brett Sears and 1 1/3 from reliever Jacob Kroger, the bullpen was tasked with more than they expected, and Mejia went 2 2/3. Fastball, center cut, and called a strike. Osorio very overtly taking all the way. Macias out at second, nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Osorio 0-1 with a ground out to third base. Short lead for Macias. The 3-1 slider on the corner to run the count full. It's the first season in single A for Osorio. This is second game played, looking for his first hit at the level. After 3 years already in the Rangers organization, and he will take outside for ball four. Off speed stayed too far away. It's the first walk issued by Rivas. And pitching coordinator Bo Henning is out to the mound. 2 aboard and nobody out for Hickory here in the bottom of the fourth. Bottom of the order is setting the table well in the home opener. The Green Jackets struggled with the Rangers' low A affiliate last year. They lost 9 of 12 against the Down East Wood Ducks, including all 6 at SRP Park. It's a different team on both sides of the ball, to be sure, although there are plenty of returners, especially from that last series in Down East, where each side got 3 victories, and the Wood Ducks had 2 walk-off wins. But it's safe to say that the Texas affiliate had the Braves affiliate number. Chandler Pollard is the batter. He shows bunt, drops it down right in front of home, but it squirts backwards and is picked up foul by Matt Gachetti. Took an odd bounce right on home plate and then spun back over the head of Gachetti, who barehanded it rather niftily. 0-1. Both Colby Jones at third and Mason Guerra at first are in protecting bunt. Pollard not squaring, and he fouls away a slider, 0-2. Pollard 3-for-10 with 5 strikeouts this year. There is some swing and miss in his game. 20 years old. Shortstop, 0-2. Bounced off the front foot, and it rolls into fair territory, but of course contact with the batter means it's a foul ball. A leadoff double from Antonis Macias, and then a six-pitch walk from Hector Osorio has put two aboard with nobody out. Albert Rivas remains ahead, nothing in two on Chandler Pollard. Now Jacob Gomez is throwing in the pen. The pitch outside with the slider. Rivas did hook it a little bit. Albert is at 45 pitches now, 28 strikes, 2 1/3 innings pitched. He has picked up the slack well from Luke Sinard. 1-2. On the ground softly to first base. It's going to operate the exact same way as a sacrifice bunt, as Guerra has no play save for first base. Macias up to third, Osorio to second without a play. Guerra stepped on the bag himself, but it's a productive out number one from Chandler Pollard. Two men in scoring position with less than two outs, and Winston Sawyer is going to the bullpen. With three straight lefties due up, and one of his most effective relievers being a left-hander and ready in the bullpen, Albert Rivas goes 2 2/3 for the second consecutive outing. Comes back behind Sinard, and now it's Jacob Gomez's turn. We're back in 90 seconds here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network, live from LP Franz Stadium in Hickory.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
23-year-old Jacob Gomez out of Rutherford, New Jersey, makes his second appearance of the season. Worked a scoreless ninth inning in the opener on April 4th. That was Friday night. Allowed one hit and struck out two to preserve the 12-7 win. Gomez, an undrafted free agent out of Old Dominion University down in Norfolk, Virginia. One of two Monarchs on this roster, both in the bullpen, the other of whom is Trent Buchanan, who got his first professional win on Sunday night. Gomez begins with Marcos Torres, the nine-hitter, who's 1-for-1 with a single. The infield is in and pinched heavily up the middle. Men at second and third, a 1-0 game. First pitch from Gomez misses low and outside. Came in at 90 from the left side. You won't see Gomez reach back for much more than that. He's 88-91. With a very tight slider, a good two-seam, a changeup, and the occasional curveball as well. So a very diverse offering slate for a left-handed reliever. Steps off. That's his first reset, the 1-0. Too far upstairs. Looked like the changeup popped out of the hand a little bit. Matt Gassetti was able to snare it above his own eye level. Looked back. Not sure if he thought he hadn't caught it clean or was merely trying to bait Macias into moving. 2-0. Slider, Torres fouls it away. It's a good sweeping breaking ball from Gomez. Will be the second reliever of the night. 2-1. Back to the breaking ball. It's downstairs. There is a base open A walk would load the bags for leadoff hitter Jeremy Cabrera. There are four true left-handed hitters in the lineup, three righties and two switch hitters for Carlos Maldonado. 3-1. Outside, ball four. Another slider and a leadoff walk. First free pass issued by Gomez in two outings. That's not something he does all that often. His command and the movement he gets on his pitches have been his defining characteristic. But the bases are loaded for Jeremy Cabrera here in the bottom of the fourth. The Crawdads leading 1-0. Augusta does not have a hit yet through four. First pitch from Gomez is high and inside. Cabrera has walked, struck out, and scored. Only run of the game so far, he came across on a two-out RBI single from Pablo Guerrero in the first. Ahead 1-0. Center cut fastball taking all the way, it appeared, or perhaps sitting on something else. But that caught a lot of the plate, 1-1. Breeze lazily waving in from straightaway center field. Corners in middle back now, 1-1. Skied out of play, up and out of Franz Stadium entirely. Franz Stadium, a relatively old-school design. We've used that terminology a couple times. It was built in 1992, so it is a relic of days gone by. Ball and two strikes. Gomez at the belt. The slider misses low and away. It's one consistent seeding bowl from beyond the third base bag to beyond the first base bag, separated into two halves by a walkable concourse. 2-2, Gomez delivers. Slider hooked into right field for a base hit. One run will score. Osorio gets the wave around. Drake loads up, throws to the plate. Gachetti puts the tag on, and he is out. A gutsy send from Carlos Maldonado, and Isaiah Drake fired a short hop dart into Gachetti. Now Carlos Maldonado is coming down to argue that Matt Gachetti blocked the plate, but he had the ball so far in advance of Osorio's attempted slide that even if he was blocking, when you have possession of the baseball, that's no longer an illegal act. You only have to give the runner a chance to slide if you do not possess the baseball. Carlos Maldonado continues to plead his case, as neither manager has really enjoyed getting to know John Reed so far this weekend. And the animated discussion continues. Maldonado, you can hear it from all the way up here as his back is turned to Reed, screaming into the dirt, "You got it wrong, you got it wrong." But the call remains unchanged. It is an RBI for Cabrera, his second of the season. It doubles the lead. It's also Isaiah Drake's first outfield assist of the year. Osorio cut down at the plate. That will close the line on Albert Rivas through 2 2/3. He allows one earned run. Men at first and second. And this is Maxton Martin, who has struck out and singled. Fastball on the outside corner from Gomez. Rivas, 2 2/3, four hits, a walk, and two Ks to go with his one run allowed. The 0-1, too far outside. It's been primarily fastball slider for Jacob Gomez. He has only faced the left-handers. He'll mix the changeup in more to righties. And a righty waits on deck in Ben Hartle. Big lead. Both runners go. On the ground towards second base, Luis Sanchez backs up over to first in time. Jacob Gomez comes around and strands one of two inherited runners. But once again, the Crawdads are able to get to a man and force the new arm to allow a run to come across. The Crawdads have doubled the lead. It's Hickory 2, Augusta 0. We're through four in the series opener from LP Franz Stadium.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Well, a near-perfect debut is done for the starter, Camden Perry. He goes four innings, does not allow a hit. His only base runner was a walk. And now we see a return to play from right-hander William Privett. His first action since August of 2023. Missed all of 2024 with Tommy John surgery. And now he'll start with Isaiah Drake in the top of the fifth. Drake, Jones, and Gassetti against the righty. Isaiah check swing and inadvertently fouls the high fastball away. Heater came in at 92 from the 6'5 righty Privett out of Columbia, South Carolina. He'll work exclusively out of the stretch. Target low and away. Drake takes a fastball off the edge. Isaiah popped up on the infield his last time out. Privett's numbers in three games before the injury were not at all representative of who he is as a player. 1-1. Outside corner, this one just a shade closer. And with a good frame from Ben Hartle, it's called a strike. 1-2. Privett walked eight batters in two innings. So he got six outs and walked eight. Drake will use his timeout and wipe off both eyes. Allowed seven runs, five earned for an ERA of 22.50 in three complex league outings. But clearly that elbow was bothering him. He was not at 100%. 1-2, outside. Privett's gone nothing but fastball so far. It's been 92-93. But he was one of Division I baseball's best relievers at College of Charleston before he was drafted. 2-2 to Drake. Outside. Nothing but fastball still. Five consecutive heaters. Again, Hartle has tried to bring the pitch off the outside corner back in a couple times. Successful once, unsuccessful there. Isaiah's worked the count full. The 3-2 from Privett. Strike three tipped into the mitt. First strikeout for William Privett. And a nice return to play for the right-hander. Been a long time since Privett's been back out there, but he doesn't miss a beat to start off the season. Here's Colby Jones for the second time. Takes below the zone, and you guessed it, another fastball. Nothing but that so far from Privett. Privett's senior year at College of Charleston, he was a semifinalist for D1 Baseball Stopper of the Year Award. Colby takes a fastball 1-1 on the inner third. Privett a 2.36 ERA with 10 saves out of the bullpen. He had 22 saves in his final 2 years at College of Charleston. Breaking ball around the outside corner, and it gets a called strike 1-2. There's the first slider right on right. Colby bounced out to the catcher his last time up. Green Jacket still hitless through 4 1/3. Target at the knees. Fastball. Strike three looking. Jones gets frozen on the outside corner. Two Ks in two batters for William Privett. A prodigious display in his return to action. It's also his first ever appearance above the rookie ball level. Matt Gashetti flew out to left his last time. Gashetti hacking at the first fastball he sees, was right on it, but it's straight back into the net. Fans have been more lively as the game's gone along, getting back into their established patterns from previous seasons. Horns and yelling abound. Gashetti once again is on time for a fastball and pushes it straight back into the net. couple big swings for the undrafted catcher out of Alabama. He's in a timeshare with Nick Montgomery behind the plate this season. 0-2 from Privet, all the way to the backstop on a short hop. Just yanked to the glove side. That was deep into the left-handed batter's box. There is some rather firm padding behind home plate at Franz Stadium, so it took a quick hop back in the direction of Ben Hartle. Something to keep an eye on for pass balls. 1-2. Gachetti fouls it away just a little bit late on 91. Privet hides the ball very well from a high three-quarter release. He's fastball slider almost exclusively, as you've seen tonight. Holds the hands high in the all-black glove. 1-2. Slider buried and taken well by Gachetti. That breaking ball is an effective weapon. It's a very high spin rate, which means it's tight and it's tough to discern from a fastball. Gachetti does well to keep himself alive for at least one more. Fastball called strike three around the outside corner. Another good frame from Hartle brought it up above the knees. And William Privet, in his return to play, strikes out the side. We're halfway home here in Hickory, and it's 2-0 Crawdads.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Jacob Gomez gets his first full inning of work. Walk, single, and a ground out with an out at the plate in for him in the fourth after relieving Albert Rivas. Into the bottom of the fifth we go. Ben Hartle leading off, yet to record an official at bat. He's walked and been hit by a pitch in two plate appearances. Gomez out of the windup for the first time and centers up a fastball for strike one. Gomez sitting 89-90 in his second outing of the year. Fastball is running well from the left side. Right back in there and misses a little bit off the edge. The rapidly deteriorating presence of a crafty lefty, Gomez fires in the slider and Hartle pulls off. Mixes just about everything you can offer. It's Hartle, Parrish, and Guerrero, 3-4-5, righty-lefty-righty against Gomez. 1-2. Too far inside with the slider. Hooked it towards the body of Hartle. Hartle stands very close to the plate, the 2-2, just off the outside corner. Gachetti could not bring it back. Infield playing the right-handed hitter to pull. Outfield is straight up and shallow. 3-2 from Gomez. Late on the heater, strike three. Hartle was clearly sitting on the secondaries, and it's the first punch out for Gomez. Hartle retired for the first time today. Up steps Rafe Parrish. A strikeout and a 6-3 double play for him. And Parrish, as a switch hitter, will now swing around and bat from the right side. Fastball bounced towards first base. It's instead the second baseman Sanchez who takes it, and a good idea that he did. It took a little carom hop out towards his direction. He calls off Guerra. He flips to first, and it's two up, two down. Good communication on that side from two players who have good defensive versatility. Both also play third base in addition to their positions tonight. Pablo Guerrero will step in and take ball one. Hardest pitch of the night at 92 for Gomez. Pablo, an RBI single and a ground out to short. Broke his bat last time out. Off-speed floats in for a called strike one, a changeup and a beauty. Just froze Guerrero. Deep bend at the knees for Pablo, slightly closed from the right side. 1-1 slider, he's over top. Guerrero, whose first single-A homer came with the Wood Ducks on his 18th birthday at SRP Park, facing the Green Jackets once again, 1-2. Bounce towards third base and foul. It skitters off the tarp down the left field line. The hope is we don't have to see that this week. There is some rain in the forecast Thursday night into Friday, but things can change quickly. Another 1-2. Outside with the heater. Evens up. What we do know is we've got a very early ball game for you tomorrow. It's an education day, so an 11 o'clock start in the morning. Sixth pitch of the at-bat to Pablo Guerrero. Slider started and stayed outside. Did not threaten the zone, and the count goes full. Switch hitter Antonis Macias waits on deck if it gets that far. Gomez steps off, now reapplies the 3-2. Strike three, fastball. Two punch-outs, bookend a 1-2-3 fifth for Jacob Gomez. Smooth sailing for him in his first full inning. But the offense trying to find its way on base. Hitless through five. Green Jackets need to change something soon as a new arm approaches for the Crawdads.
At WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Jabril Easley, 23-year-old right-hander out of Kansas, will be the new arm for the Crawdads. Privet goes 1-2-3 and strikes out the side in the fifth. Mason Guerra leading off the top of the sixth against the right-hander originally out of South Bend, Indiana. Easley begins with a heater inside, popped up. Catcher Hartle giving chase up against the netting, and he might have overran it. Did not make the play, collided with the netting, and tough to tell from our vantage point whether it hit net first and then fell behind him, or he simply did not get there in proper formation. This is the professional debut for Jabril Easley. Signed as an undrafted free agent this past March. 0-1 to Guerra. Outside corner, called a strike at 94. Guerra 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Jackets have struck out 7 times in 5 innings. Easley closed out of the stretch. Slide step and in with the heater. He Easley stares in, gets the sign from Hartle, his former teammate. Back together again, the 1-2. Low and outside with the first slider of Jabril Easley's career. A very late signing for Easley. Had one more year of eligibility with the Jayhawks, but opt not to take it. Two balls and two strikes on Guerra, the pitch. Strike three. Mason Guerra goes down swinging for the second time today. And each of the Green Jackets' last six batters have struck out. We saw moments like this from Augusta a couple different times last year where the offense just shut down as one. And it's a very young offense, so it's not a huge surprise to see this team go through lulls. We're only game four in the season, realize. Luis Sanchez batting. He's the only base runner. Walked back in the third. Sanchez check swing. Appeal to first, and Elena Giorgio says that Sanchez did not go around. Fastball came in at 95, a little bit higher than Sanchez. Stares in, and now Easley delivers. Outside corner. Easley only played one season with the Jayhawks. Had 3 years at Cowley Community College. Had just 10 games at the D1 level, six of which were starts. 1-1 on the second baseman for Augusta. Tipped off the mid of Hartle. Strike two. But Jabril Easley had very good strikeout numbers in that time. Did not walk many batters. The one concern was the hard contact. 13 of 25 hits against the right-hander. Went for extra bases, including four home runs in that time period. But now he's at the pro level. And ahead 1-2 on Luis Sanchez. Easley a deep breath and comes home. Fouled back. Sanchez shortens up and stays alive on 95. Easley picked up his first professional strikeout on his first professional at bat. Got Mason Guerra. Looks like he may be pressing a little bit at the plate. Something to keep an eye on for the first baseman. Still 1-2 on Sanchez. Chokes up a little bit. The pitch. 12-6 curveball popped out of the hand. Missed above the helmet of Sanchez. 2-2. Outfield is shallow in center and right, deep in left. Two balls and two strikes from Easley to Sanchez. Fouled back off the top of the netting behind home plate. Both these teams have fought well in the sense of extending their respective at-bats, especially in that first inning against Luke Sinard for Hickory. Put a bit of a damper on Sinard's professional debut. Gave him just four batters because all of them took seven pitches or more. Seventh pitch of the AB to Sanchez. Easley from a close position. Slider outside. That's a great hold from Sanchez on a very close breaking ball. It's a rather hard slider for Easley. 86-88. Then he has the true overhand curveball around 80. Regardless, Sanchez is at 3-2. A lot of space in the left center gap if he can get it there. The payoff. Fouled back once more. Luis got a fastball bearing in on the hands. Sun beginning to set here in Hickory. Into the twilight hours for a 6 o'clock start. Green Jackets are hitless through 5 1/3. Facing the third pitcher of the night, Jabril Easley. Ninth pitch of the AB. Strike three. Sanchez late on the fastball. And the parade of punchouts continues. Make it 7 straight. Sanchez went chasing the heater. It was maybe too close to take, but it looked to be notably off the outside corner. And back to the top of the order goes Augusta. John Heal, 0-2, a line out and a strikeout. Curveball, 0-1. Froze John Heal. Whole lot of arms available for Carlos Maldonado, and we'll see how long Easley gets stretched out. 0-1. Popped up on the infield. If nothing else, this ends the K-streak. At second base, Macias, a one-handed catch. 10 straight batters retired for the Green Jackets between the combination of Perry, Privet, and Easley. And 8 of those batters have struck out. Jacob Gomez back to work, trying to preserve the 2-run deficit as Augusta desperately hopes to wake up their offense.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we weren't sure exactly what we'd see in this series opener. Jacob Gomez against Antonis Macias to start off. Macias bounces the first pitch he sees to third base. Colby Jones was playing in and puts away Macias. One pitch, one out. Before we go back to the introductory point, it's important to note that Antonis Macias is listed on the roster as a switch hitter, but just elected to hit lefty against the left-handed arm. We'll see if that continues later in the inning. Hector Osorio batting. He's a true lefty. Osorio takes inside ball one. But back to the original point. We didn't know exactly what we'd see, especially from teams that played 4 of their 6 games in over 3 hours. Fastball outside 2-0. No motion right now in Augusta's bullpen. Jacob Gomez has gone an inning in 2/3. What we have seen is phenomenal pitching from the Hickory Crawdads. Osorio late on the fastball, 2-1. Caught it off the very top of the netting. It ricocheted into shallow left field. So a Crawdad bench dweller has to go grab that one. Out of fair territory. John Reed puts the ball back into play, the 2-1. Right down Broad Street, Osorio could only watch 2-2. Talking with the folks around here, the belief was that the bats were ahead of the arms for the Crawdads in the early part of the season. Gomez is 2-2. He spiked it a little bit. Blocked well by Gassetti, even with nobody aboard, and now the count is 3-2 with Chandler Pollard on deck. With a combination of Camden Perry, William Privet, and Jabril Easley have gone 6 hitless. Slider, strike 3. Osorio pulls off the breaking ball, and it's the third punch out for Jacob Gomez. That's the highest by a Green Jacket pitcher so far tonight. Gomez now has 5 Ks across 3 innings pitched so far this season. And he continues to stretch out. Chandler Pollard's the last man he has not faced. Pollard goes right through the wide open right side. Isaiah Drake came up ready to throw, but Pollard was sprinting out to first base. And so even though it got on Drake rather quickly, there's no chance to cut down the speedy Pollard on what would have been an inopportune 9-3 putout. First hit of the day for Pollard puts a speedy runner on base with 2 down. Marcos Torres is the batter. He walked against Gomez last time up. Pollard leaning towards second, but not going. Torres pulls off the slider. Pollard 2 of 3 stealing this weekend. He was the only Crawdads base runner to be caught. The team was 5 of 6 overall against Kannapolis's catchers. Gomez a long look that way, and he will pick over Pollard started back, stopped, and then went back in full effect and got in with the dive. 0-1 on Torres. Glove at the belt, bit of a quick pitch. It's high and tight. We began to speak on it last inning. Tomorrow is an 11 o'clock start for an education day. That means local elementary schoolers will be out in waves. It'll be a near sold-out ballpark. And we will get going bright and early in the morning. 1-1. Long hold from Gomez. Pitch clock hits 1. And now he delivers. Right at zeros. He missed outside with a slider. This is the first of 5 consecutive weeks the Green Jackets will play an Education Day game. Because no one values beauty sleep in this organization. Pollard a bit bigger of a lead. 2-1. Gomez nods, picks over, and Pollard's back in safely. A bit closer this time, but that's 2 disengagements. And one last time, if you're unfamiliar with the rule, you get 2 per at bat per base. Which means Gomez has to be successful on his next pickoff, or it's a balk. And the advantage is squarely on Chandler Pollard. And the Green Jackets will get very familiar with these 11 o'clock starts. 2-1, runner goes. Fastball fouled away. Torres loops it down the left field line. Torres has not been yet retired tonight. He's the only man to reach base in every appearance now that Ben Hartle was struck out in the 5th. A single and a walk for the left-handed hitting right fielder. Torres out of Maracay, Venezuela. 2-strike pitch in the dirt. 3 swinging. The throw goes down to 2nd anyway, but it's all a moot point. It's a punch out for Gomez. He's got 4 in his last 7 batters. Back-to-back zeros, and we're done with 6. Augusta 0. Hickory 2. Series opener. Hasn't been much for the Green Jackets. They'll try to solve Jabril Easley when we come back for the 7th.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Second inning of work for Jabril Easley in his professional debut. No runs, no hits, and an error for the Green Jackets. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Crawdads. First meeting in 6 years, and it has been all Hickory so far. Hartman, Montgomery, and Carey to start the 7th. If there was a time for a rally, it's right here. Easley's second inning of work. First pitch to Hartman, squared bunt, and pulled back on a curveball inside. Third baseman Rafe Parrish had been playing deep at third. He'll now move in a couple steps, but still not all the way in on the grass. 1-0 to Hartman. Takes a perfectly placed fastball on the outside corner. Outfield straight up and deep. Infield, with the exception of the third baseman, at a regular depth. 1-1. Fouled back. Green Jackets have seen their eyes light up on center cut fastballs just like that one was. But they have not been able to do much with the few mistakes that Perry, Privet, and Easley have given them. Perry a couple center cut offerings in the first couple innings before he settled in. 1-2 on Hartman. The pitch pulled on the ground softly to second base. It's Macias over to first, and a 3 ground out day for Eric Hartman. Credit to Hartman in his 4th professional game. He is giving 110% down the first base line. The 18-year-old out of Alberta, Canada, has been nothing but full go since he was assigned to the Green Jackets. Here's Nick Montgomery. Line out and a strikeout. Had the strongest chance in a hit so far today, and he crushes this one foul off the Hickory dugout. Montgomery hit a 100-mile-per-hour line drive deep into the left center gap in inning number 1. But in the cool evening air here in early April, it died at the base of the warning track and nestled firmly into the glove of Maxton Martin. 0-1 on Montgomery. Eastley kicks and deals, and Montgomery can't stop his bat on a breaking ball. Good slider from Jabril Eastley. Crawdad's working on something special in the home opener. 0-2 to Montgomery. And he chases strike 3. Back-to-back breaking balls that the young DH could not stop the bat on. 6 2/3 innings without a hit for Augusta's offense. Owen Carey looking to change that fact. Each batter well aware this could be their last opportunity at preventing something dangerous from happening. Carey a ground out and a strikeout. He'll take a fastball down low. Owen Carey was also robbed of a base hit opportunity. The best defensive play of the night came with him at the bat. Pablo Guerrero, a diving stop to begin the top of the second, ranging to his right, took a base hit away from the young center fielder. 1-0 to Carey. Big cut. Pulled off the fastball at 95, and that's another middle pitch from Eastley. He's been able to get away with them so far. 1-1. Still out of the stretch for Eastley. High leg kick and fouled back. Carey's been just a little bit late on the first couple offerings he's seen. Eastley was mostly a starter at Kansas, but there's no telling exactly how stretched out he was in spring training. But he's ahead 1-2 on Carey. Chokes up a little bit. The pitch popped back out of play. Eastley has retired all 5 batters he's faced in his professional debut. Struck out 3 of the 5. An impressive start for the 23-year-old righty. 5th pitch of the AB. On the line to first and a diving catch by Pablo Guerrero. Another highlight play takes away a hit from Carey. And the no-hitter stays intact, firmly on the efforts of Pablo Guerrero. We head to the 7th inning stretch.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back to work in the bottom of the seventh for Jacob Gomez in his second outing of the year. You're listening on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock Howitt. Hickory 2, Augusta 0. Green Jackets still no hits. The two best chances have been Owen Carey, and Pablo Guerrero's taken them both away. Jeremy Cabrera tried to bunt. The fastball was up around his eyes. Ended up dancing a third of the way down the first base line. It's a ball and a miss inside, but it could have been a lot scarier. The 1-0. And now Cabrera swinging freely and chases a breaking ball. That was in the opposite batter's box, 1-1. Jeremy doubled the lead with an RBI single his last time up off of Gomez. Brought home one run before Isaiah Drake cut down Hector Osorio at the plate. Same pitch, same result. Cabrera goes fishing, 1-2. Tomorrow for the 11:05 ball game, Jeremy Reyes will make his 2025 debut against righty Brooks Fowler. 1-2. Slider just below the zone. Reyes had a very promising 2024. He was one of the best young pitchers in the FCL at just 18. Made a couple starts and struggled with his command in Augusta before a shoulder issue. Cut his season short at the 4th of July. Fastball out, 3-2. Reyes is back healthy and ready to take on the season starting tomorrow. Payoff pitch to Cabrera. Inside, ball 4. It's a leadoff walk issued, and Cabrera's on for the third time in 4 tries. 2 walks for the center fielder. The batter is Maxton Martin, who's 1-for-3. No movement in the pen just yet for Augusta, riding with Gomez, who's at 46 pitches. First pitch to Martin, on the ground, past the drawn-in third baseman Jones, and back-to-back batters reach in the seventh. Colby Jones was in and away from the line, and those were two places he did not need to be to make that catch. Sliced past Colby's glove, and Hickory with a potential opportunity to add some insurance. Middle of the order batting, Ben Hartle, who's 0-for-1. Walk, hit by pitch, and strikeout. He punched out against Gomez last time. First pitch swinging. Drive out to deep center field. Carey going back. He makes the catch at the warning track. Runner did not tag originally, but it was so deep that Cabrera is able to speed his way to third anyways. Good adjustment by Carey to get underneath that ball. And a good adjustment by Cabrera to realize he could still take the bag. Men at the corners, one out for Rafe Parrish. Parrish 0-for-3, grounded out to second his last time up. Switch hitting third baseman. Short lead for Maxton Martin at first. Gomez drops in a slider on the outer half. Take a look at the Braves family scoreboard while we have a chance. Gwinnett trailing Norfolk 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth. Second road trip for the Stripers. They're losing against the Tides early on. Gomez a long hold. Takes a couple looks over at first. Comes home. Flared into right center field. Should be deep enough to score a run. Carey calls off Drake. There's no play at the plate. Sack fly makes it 3-0. Fifth RBI of the year for Rafe Parrish in 4 games. He's still hitless on the night, but got the job done. It's the first run charge to Gomez this year. Back to the scoreboard. The Columbus Clingstones started their existence off 0-2 before getting rained out on Sunday They trailed the Biloxi Shuckers 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Here's Pablo Guerrero, the hero of the day so far. Chases a changeup 0-1. Pablo 1-for-3 with an RBI, but his best asset today has been the defense. Two phenomenal diving plays, both against Owen Carey, have kept the no-hitter intact. Changeup outside, 1-1. Out in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the Rome Emperor is just getting started against the Hot Rods. First road trip truly for Rome. Three-quarter swing on a slider. Appeal out to Elena Giorgio, and it is confirmed to be strike two. Rome, if you remember, had to start out on the Rome. Their three-game home set against the Winston-Salem Dash got moved to Winston-Salem due to flooding at the Emperor's ballpark. 1-2. Tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Gomez gets the punch out of Pablo for the second time, but the damage is done. Another run added to the board for the Crawdads. It's 3-0, and they are six outs away from a little bit of history here on the home opener.
At WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and, of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit GreenJacketsBaseball.com for more.
It's the top of the eighth inning, and Jabril Easley is still out on the mound, the 6'2", 245-pound right-hander out of South Bend, Indiana. First pro outing. Third pro inning, and he starts off with Isaiah Drake. Colby Jones and Matt Gassetti behind him. 5-6-7 in the order. Drake first pitch swinging. Fastball off the end of the bat. Foul back. Green Jackets lost their number two hitter from all three games this weekend in Luis Guanipa. Replaced him on the roster with Jake Steeles, who is not in the lineup today. Guanipa on the IL with a hand issue. 0-1 to Drake. Popped up third base side, but it will hook foul out of play once again. Hops from the lower to the upper portions of the split seating bowl here at LP Franz Stadium, which glows with small town charm in the evening light. Into the dusk, nothing but pure stadium light so far. 0-2 on Drake. Easley to the plate. Fouled away for the third consecutive pitch on Isaiah. The only base runner for Augusta came with two outs in the bottom of the third. Luis Sanchez worked a walk against starter Camden Perry. Since then, 13 consecutive batters retired. Another 0-2 to Drake. Curveball hit well out to left center field. Cabrera tracking it into the gap, and he makes the catch. Jeremy Cabrera had a beat on it the whole time. Isaiah went out and had to get that one a little bit out in front of the slider. Had enough power to muscle it into the gap, but was underneath it, and Cabrera had time to spare. 7 1/3 now without a hit, as we keep an eye on history. Colby Jones, a ground out and a strikeout, went down looking against William Privett in the fifth. Colby chases a tight slider, nothing in one. perhaps most impressive about this combined endeavor from the Crawdads, Camden Perry had an ERA of 7 last year in his first professional season, including an ERA of 9 in 5 single-A innings. 0-1 drops on the inside corner. Breaking ball in Colby's mind is all sorts of places. William Privett hadn't thrown a game that meant something in nearly 20 months. Coming back from Tommy John surgery, and he struck out the side in the fifth. 0-2 to Jones. Inside, nearly got a piece of the young third baseman. Hard fastball at 94. And that brings us to Jabril Easley, who was signed very late in the spring by the Rangers and is in his professional debut. Retired all seven men. 1-2. Slider outside. Fastball high and tight. Breaking ball low and away. That can be an easy offering to chase on. But a veteran approach from Colby Jones evens it at 2-2. Looks like Raben Corona is throwing in the bullpen for Augusta. 2-2. Check swing. Appeal to first. Did not go. Elena Giorgio making the call once again. Count goes full on Jones. Easley was slider heavy in these counts so far. Target is low and away. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball tipped into the mitt and held on to by Hartle. Fourth strikeout for Jabril Easley. Dialed up the fastball at 95. And Matt Gassetti steps up with two outs in the eighth. Gassetti has flown out and struck out looking. Outfield is very deep. Gassetti chases a slider. Max, the last batter, yet to see Jabril Easley. Infield plays Gassetti to pull. 0-1. Good slider on the inside corner. Easley has practically been able to walk the breaking ball right to where he wants it to be. There's been just no opportunity, save for the first couple batters he faced, for the Jackets to take advantage of a mistake, at least on that pitch. 0-2 on Matt Gassetti. Jabril Easley kicks and deals. Strike three, went chasing the slider. 9 up, 9 down for Easley in his pro debut. The Kansas Jayhawk dominant. And the Hickory Crawdads, three outs away from a no-hitter in their home opener.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Raben Corona on for his second appearance of this season. Right-hander in his second full year with the Green Jackets. Went an inning and a third against the Fireflies on Saturday. Two hits and one run allowed. Gave up a solo homer in that outing, right on right. And at this point, Green Jackets have two goals. get out of this inning, and then stop the potential no-hit bid in the top of the ninth. Antonis Macias, who's 1-for-3, bats against Raven Corona, and takes a called strike on the fastball, middle-middle at 95. It's Macias, Osorio, and Pollard, left-left-right for the Crawdads. Corona from the stretch bounces in the fastball, 1-1. The last Hickory no-hitter came in 2022 against the Greenville Drive of the South Atlantic League. Corona peers in, gets the sign from Gassetti, and misses outside with a slider. The last no-hitter here at Franz Stadium was against the Crawdads and was a decade prior from the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Fastball off the glove of Gassetti into the backstop, 3-1. That was Jose Fernandez on the mound, and it came back in 2012. So there has not been a no-hitter here in these walls in 13 years. 3-1 to Macias. Strike two on the outside corner. The Green Jackets will have Guerra, Sanchez, and Heel, 8-9-1, all due up. There is movement in the pen, but we don't know if the Crawdads will go to that bullpen or not. Meanwhile, Macias takes ball four and works the leadoff walk. It was an altogether solid outing for Jacob Gomez. That might be overshadowed. He goes a career-high 3 2/3. 3 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. The 5 Ks is also a career-high for Jacob. Hector Osorio batting for the fourth time. He takes a fastball just below the knees. The announced attendance tonight, 1,303 on opening day, against a capacity of 3,500. 1-0 on Osorio, who's 0-2. Fastball goes bounding back into the net on the foul ball to even the count. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, it was supposed to be a full slate of 12, but heavy rains in Salisbury, Maryland canceled the Shorebirds' home opener. Delmarva was supposed to host Fayetteville. 1-1. Outside ball two. Nice backhanded stop by Gassetti to keep Macias at first. There was one matchup of the two of the three undefeated teams entering this weekend. Carolina, Myrtle Beach, and Salem were all 3-0 through their first three games. Carolina and Myrtle playing each other. Fastball took a little bit off, 2-2. And in that battle of undefeated teams, it has been all Carolina early on. Mudcats leading the Pelicans 8-0 in the fourth. 2-2 from Rabin. Slider sliced into right field. Drake coming on. It falls in front of him. Fires to second. Macias read the ball very well, and he's in ahead of the throw. Back-to-back batters reach here in the eighth inning. Carolina's Josh Adamshevsky was the Carolina League Player of the Week, narrowly beating out Eric Hartman. And Adamshevsky is continuing his tear. He's 3-for-3 with 3 runs scored and 2 RBIs. What a start it's been for the 19-year-old out of Lake Central High School in Indiana. Back here, the batter is Chandler Pollard. He'll take a slider low. Pollard, a strikeout, ground out, and single. He's 1-for-3. Macias at second. Osorio at first with nobody out in the eighth. Corona, a long look out at second. Ahead 1-0, he delivers. Down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Green Jackets played the Fireflies this past weekend as pitching coach Bo Henning is headed out to talk with Corona. Columbia got their home opener tonight. They're leading the Charleston River Dogs, who have made the playoffs 4 consecutive seasons, 1-0. Charleston's still looking for their first win. Fireflies got a phenomenal start from Blake Walters, their second-round pick from 2 years ago. He went 5 innings, 1 hit. The only run has come off the bat of Hyung Chan Charleston's always a second-half team. They're a little bit slow to get things going once again this year. Meanwhile, Hickory was against Kannapolis this past weekend in Kannapolis. And now the Cannonballers are on the road against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Hillcats leading 3-0 in their home opener. 2-0 to Pollard at the knees, but a shade below, says John Reed. 3-0. Walk loads the bases with nobody outs for Marcos Torres. And the only other ball game going on tonight, the reigning Carolina League champion Fredericksburg Nationals have their home opener. Corona's 3-0. Middle, taken for a strike. Fred Nats went 0-3 this weekend, got swept by the Mudcats, and they trail 6-5 against the Salem Red Sox, who were also 3-0. Corona's 3-1. On the ground to third, Colby Jones backs up, goes to second for one. Sanchez over to first, not in time to get the speedy Podler. We've told you a couple times already tonight, Chandler Pollard can absolutely book it down the line. One out is recorded on the force, and now there's men at the corners with one out for Marcos Torres. So tough to repeat in this league, which is what made the three-peat from the River Dogs from 21 to 23 all the more impressive. Fred Nats not off to an auspicious start. Runner on the move from first, pitches outside. There's no throw, and on what essentially is defensive indifference, Chandler Pollard takes second base. Will likely go down as a stolen base. It was a great jump that forced the lack of a throw more than anything else. And so Pollard's now 3-for-4 stealing this season. Infield comes in on Torres. 1-0 at the knees to even the count. A single, a walk, and a strikeout for Torres. Been on base 2 out of 3 tries. Outfield is shallow as well. They'll look to cut down Macias at the plate on a fly ball. 1-1, it's bounced towards the pitcher's mound. Runner comes home, Corona's throw to the plate. Gassetti dropped the ball. Matt Gassetti dropped the ball on the tag, and the run scores. A little bit of a double clutch from Raven Corona on the throw. But the throw still beat the runner. Macias slides in. It's the second E2 of the night against Matt Gassetti. Two errors and a pass ball on the green jacket catcher. Makes the score 4-0. Jeremy Cabrera, 1-for-2 with 2 walks. Runner goes from first. Pitches a called strike, a pump fake, no throw again, and Torres belly flops into second with a steal. First steal of the season for Marcos Torres. 20-year-old outfielder in his second season in single A. Moves himself into scoring position. 0-1 on Cabrera. Slider tipped into the mitt, nothing in two. It's not an overestimation to say that this is very much a prove-it season for the 23-year-old Corona. Signed back in 2019, it's his second year with the Green Jackets. 0-2, slider called, strike three. First punch out for Raven. Cabrera goes down looking for the second time tonight. There have been times where Raven flashes brilliance, a mid-90s fastball and a sharp slider that, especially when it's strike to ball against righties, can be an effective weapon. Maxton Martin coming into bat. Two down, two on, and one run in. Martin pulls through the slider, nothing in one. But Corona also had an ERA north of 6 last year. Did get called up for one game in Rome, but was not assigned to High A Rome to begin this season. 0-1 on Maxton Martin, and the pitch is low, swallowed up well by Gassetti. Martin drafted in the 11th round of 2023, and like so many other high school picks by the Rangers, very much slow played. Not much time in 23 and all in the complex in 24. 1-1 fouled back. Out of Southridge High School in Washington State. Career 232 hitter. through a season and a half of professional play. A lot of folks looking to break out on this young Hickory team. Slider low, smothered again by Gassetti. Two balls and two strikes. Corona's at 26 pitches, 14 strikes in two-thirds of an inning. No movement in the pen for Augusta. 2-2, the right-hander rocks to a stop. Kicks and deals. Bounced, high chopper up the middle. Heel has to hurry over to first, and in the nick of time, safe is the call. Elena Giorgio just waited until the runner from second came home and scored. So two runs came across before Giorgio made her call. And it's a two-run infield single. Winston Sawyer's out to argue. First single-A season for Elena Giorgio, and Winston, who's really not trying to get rung in game number four of the year. Absolute exasperation on everything from his team's offensive performance to what he deems an equally subpar performance from the two umpires. The hesitation on the call is as damning as the call itself. Corona bounces in a fastball to Ben Hartle, 1-0. Because the waiting by the young umpire allowed that runner from second, Marcos Torres, to come home, and Guerra did not get the chance to try to throw him out. Slider at the knees, 1-1. It's two RBIs on the single for Maxton Martin. He's now got a team-high 8 through 4 games. 6-0 is the score in the 8th. Corona's 1-1 inside with a slider. With the lead a half dozen, the focus is now firmly on Hickory's bid for a no-no. 2-1 from Corona, fouled back by Ben Hartle, who's the seventh man to bat in this inning. If this is a closer game, or if it's later in the season, our experience with manager Winston Sawyer, he's likely to fight that call a little bit more, but not tonight. 2-2. Slider bounced away. Corona's now up to 32 pitches. There is a righty throwing in the bullpen. Can't quite get a look at who it is. But this is probably the last batter for Raven. 3 runs, 2 earned. Another 2-2. Slider called strike 3. Locks up Hartle, but the damage is done. Corona thought he was out of it with just 1. But the call from Elena Giorgio makes it a 3-run inning for Hickory. They double their lead in one frame. And now we head to the 9th. It will once again be Jabril Easley in his 4th inning of action, trying to lock down the no-hitter for the Hickory Crawdads.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
that big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Well, here we go. Jabril Eastley against Mason Guerra. 6-0 Hickory entering the top of the ninth. Big story, as it has been, is the zero in the hit column for the Green Jackets. Mason Guerra 0-2, two Ks. He takes a fastball outside. Jabril Eastley has gone 9-up, 9-down in his professional debut with 5 strikeouts. No matter the result tonight, it's a shockingly impressive start to his pro career. Guerra takes outside ball 2. Back-to-back misses off the outside corner. Fastballs have come in to the glove side. Guerra looking to put a ball in play for the first time today. Ahead 2-0. Big swing by Mason straight back into the net. We've said that a handful of times for the Augustus hitters today. The good swings have either been right at defenders, straight back into the net, or denied by the phenomenal defense of first baseman Pablo Guerrero. Eastley's 2-1 at the knees. Guerra was thinking slider. He takes 95, thigh high. And Eastley's at another two-strike count, 2-2. It's been 13 years since the last no-hitter at Fran Stadium. 2-2. Popped up into shallow right field. Macias out. Torres in. It's Antonis Macias with a catch. Two outs away. 3 years since the Hickory Crawdads have fired a no-hitter. They have not done it at the single-A level. Luis Sanchez is the only man to reach. A walk in the bottom of the third from Camden Perry is the only thing separating the Crawdads from a perfect game bid. Sanchez bounces it to short. Pollard backs up. An awkward backhand. The throw is wild, but the tag is put on. A strange play all the way around. Pollard was right in front of the baseball, opted to go to the backhand on his left hip, and then sidearm the ball to his arm side, to the glove side of the first baseman Guerrero, but once again, Pablo Guerrero plus defense. And Eastley looking for the 27th out against John Heal, who's 0-3. Bounced up the middle. Pollard to his backhand again. Over to first. And the Hickory Crawdads, in their home opener, have tossed a no-hitter. Camden Perry, William Privett, and Jabril Eastley combined to no-hit the Augusta Green Jackets on Tuesday, April 8th of 2025. You just never know what you're going to see in a ball game. The Green Jackets are no hit for the first time under Winston Sawyer. And what a ball game from the Crawdads. Piece by piece, they worked the offense together. They eliminated Luke Sinard 4 batters in. Needled at Rivas, got to Gomez for one more, made it a 3-0 game, and then doubled that lead against Raven Corona. But the one run charge to Sinard would have been enough today. Camden Perry's best start of his pro career sets the tone with 4 hitless innings, 1 walk and 4 Ks. William Privett returns from Tommy John surgery and strikes out the side in his lone inning. And then Jabril Eastley, the star of it all. Professional debut for the 23-year-old. He strikes out 5 of the 12 batters he faces, picks up the win, and closes down the no-hitter. Luke Sinard takes the loss with an unearned run. But how about that for your first home game at the Carolina League level? A crowd of 1,303 were here to see it. Six runs, nine hits, no errors for the Crawdads in 2 hours and 24 minutes. And there's no time to dwell on the defeat if you're Augusta, because they have to be back here at the ball yard at about 8 a.m. tomorrow. An 11 o'clock start where Jeremy Reyes will look to turn the tide. Augusta's offense will face off against Brooks Fowler, who they hope will be a bit more mortal than Perry Privett and Easley. Brooks Fowler will get the ball. It'll be his first appearance against the Green Jackets. It will be Fowler's professional debut. 15th round pick out of Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so we will tell you all about him tomorrow. Tonight belongs to the Crawdads. It belongs to Camden Perry, to William Privett, and to Jabril Easley. And it belongs to Pablo Guerrero as well, whose two defensive stops against Owen Carey, one in the second and one in the seventh, confirmed the no-hitter, taking away multiple hits from the young cleanup man. But as is the passage of time in baseball, we're back at it tomorrow, and we do so in 14 and a half hours. 10:50 live time, 11 a.m. start time, the first of five consecutive weeks with an education day. But here on the Green Jacket Radio Network, you've listened to a no-hitter from LP Franz Stadium. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth, an unspeakably impressive effort from the Crawdads, and we'll see if by some miracle they can top it tomorrow night.